to Matt Flint Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a dust up on the right. There's a big dust up on the right. And one of the things that may cheer you up, cheers me up, is sometimes you look on the right as monolithic. Somehow you figure all these people are crazy, but they're each crazy together, and that somehow they're unified. Well, they're not unified. They are not unified. Yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene attacked South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace, conservative Republican, South Carolina congresswoman. Marjorie Taylor Greene, out of her mind, Georgia congresswoman, Republican. Over the dispute between Lauren Boebert and Ilhan Omar. Let me give you the background and why this shows very, very deep rifts in the Republican caucus. Lauren Boebert made very nasty anti-Muslim remarks about Ilhan Omar. She then gave a half-hearted apology, said, you know, one of these, if anyone's offended, and so forth, and then called Omar, and it got really bad, and Omar hung up. What happened was that Omar talked to her. Lauren Boebert said, well, I'll apologize publicly if you'll apologize publicly for your anti-Semitic statements, which were just as harsh as what Lauren Boebert had said about Ilhan Omar. They argued about that, and Ilhan Omar hung up. Nancy Mace was one of the first women to graduate from the Citadel, which is a well-respected military academy, and it was opened up to women just before she went there, and she wrote a book about the experience. Everybody loved her. She represents the eastern part of South Carolina, Hilton Head, Charleston, that area, and she is ambitious and wants to move up, so she thought she would take a shot at Lauren Boebert to show that she wasn't a right-wing nut like the Boebert in her own party. Marjorie Taylor Greene responds by saying, this is unbelievable, quote, Mace is pro-abortion, a rhino, back off or hang with your gal pals, the Jihad Squad, you out of your league. Not you're out of your league, you out of your league. A rhino and pro-abortion. Mace comes back and says, I'm pro-life, I'm not a rhino. And they're fighting. Now, you may think, okay, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is certifiably nuts, so this is understandable. Well, the other day, Lynn Wood. Now, Lynn Wood is the lawyer who briefly represented Kyle Rittenhouse, but more importantly, represented Donald Trump in a lot of these election fraud, frivolous lawsuits, and then had attorney's fees assessed against him. Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell were peas in a pod. They would go into court together. He came out and viciously attacked Sidney Powell and Mike Flynn. Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn. He said he called one of them, I think it was Flynn, a communist. Now, look, Lynn Wood is QAnon. Sidney Powell is QAnon. Mike Flynn has a more complex background. He has said QAnon-ish things. I look on it as a reaction. He's a guy that came out of the University of Rhode Island, went into the Army. It was a general and a very good one. His brother is a general and in charge of the troops in the Western Pacific right now. And in those days, you know, the Army was like an old boys club. And if you didn't go to West Point and you didn't have certain, you know, credentials, you didn't get into the club. So Mike Flynn and his brother forced their way into the club. He worked for Obama for a while. Obama in national security let him go. The dispute was that Flynn thought that Obama was minimizing the influence of Islamic terrorism in Afghanistan. Then Trump picked him up, made him the head of his NSA head. And then, of course, Flynn had talked to the Russians during the transition. And instead of saying, hey, I'm the NSA designate, you're absolutely right. I talked to the Russians. I was going to talk to them January 21st. Why shouldn't I talk to them a month before? He lied and he said he hadn't talked to them. Of course, they had him on tape. he got angry because what happened then was he thought, well, these people, when they came to talk to him, they came pretending to be his friends, and these are people he worked with, and they should have let him know that there's something afoot, and he wouldn't have said anything, and it went down from there. But so you have Linwood calling Mike Flynn a communist on those facts, and Sidney Powell. The good news is in the fever swamps of the right, there is not unity. The bad news is that that may be the only path that Kevin McCarthy would have to be an elected speaker if, God forbid, they take over the Congress. Because right now, he is seen as wishy-washy, as untrustworthy by much of the Republican Party. But if the right wing can't come together, if the right wing can't come together on somebody else, he could slip in by default. So that is a bird's eye view of what's going on. And by the way, Nancy Mace, this woman from South Carolina, is what, she would make Lindsey Graham look like a pillar of rectitude. She recently went on CNN and Fox very close together and said contrary things about Biden legislation, the Biden agenda. Word to Nancy Mace. I mean, people watch television. Some people watch both stations. Some people talk to people that watch the other station. You cannot go on CNN and say things that Democrats will like and then go on Fox and say the opposite to give what Republicans what they like about the same stuff. That's just plain strange. I think she's taking the playbook from, and it's largely so far been in Alabama, but in Mississippi as well and elsewhere. You'll have people in states that truly needed COVID relief, truly needed this money. You know, Manchin, by the way, Joe Manchin, West Virginia is the second poorest state in the country. They need this stuff, okay, guy? Word to Manchin, they need this stuff. But everybody's proud, they have their vanity, and they don't like to take, they like to give, they don't like to take. All these characters just bitterly oppose Build Back Better. They bitterly oppose this and that. They may bitterly oppose infrastructure that would put the trades to work. They bitterly oppose everything. They attack Biden. They insult Biden. They attack the Democrats. They make jokes about the Democrats. And then when it passes without their help, where they try to filibuster it, they boast about it. Moscow Mitch did this. Moscow Mitch did it in Kentucky. Said, boy, this is great. A lot of you folks will get jobs. Oh, really? If you really think so, good. You're absolutely right, they'll get jobs. But at least Moscow Mitch, to his credit, voted for the infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure. He at least voted for that. 19 senators did, and he was one of them, although he slipped the knife in on a lot of other stuff. But these other guys, they'll just flat out attack and insult. And when the money comes in, they boast and crow and go to dedications of work sites. And they're congratulated. No one reads a paper. It may be that Nancy Mace is onto something. You can go on to CNN and then you could zoom over and go on to Fox and say exactly the opposite about Build Back Better. Exactly the opposite. And you, in her judgment, are going to capture Democratic and Republican constituencies in South Carolina. I think that's sick. That is what is happening. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.